The first testament reading this morning is Psalm 105, verses 1 through 6. You can follow along in your pew Bible on page 556. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful works. Glory to his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles and the judgments he has uttered. O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of God, his chosen ones. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to Jan Peters, our office administrator, and also to John Hummel for the music that he is also providing today. We continue with our series on Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and what it means to be Alleluia people. And this morning we turn to Ephesians 5, verses 6 through 20. Now, I have to admit that when I first read just that passage, I kind of went, oh, how am I going to preach on this? It really makes Paul sound a bit of a spoilsport. But then I realized, no, look at the larger context. What point is it that Paul is making then in this passage in light of his whole message of good news? Remember that the letter to the Ephesians, that Paul stresses that believers have a new life in Christ. He contrasts what it's like to live in the old ways and then to live in this new life with new ways of acting and being. As we heard last Sunday from our wonderful youth who led us in worship, Paul also talks about what it's like to live as people of light in a world that's so often full of darkness. And as Cindy Merton said in her children's message, that we can be indeed Alleluia people who live in this world. But how do we do that? Well, chapters 5 through 6 of Ephesians outlines certain standards of conduct so that the beloved people of God can be that spirit-filled community that brings God's power and God's presence into the world. And so with that, let us turn to Ephesians 5. You can follow along in your pew Bibles on page 194. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them, for once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. At the ending of her life, Jenny Bone gave me a profound, life-giving lesson. I was serving as associate pastor over at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church in Livonia, and I had the opportunity to go and bring communion to Jenny, who was one of the longtime members there, who was now in a nursing home. When I got there, I saw that all of Jenny's possessions were stored in one of the metal cabinets along the wall. Jenny had lost just about everything. Her family was gone. There were few friends left. Possessions were meager. Her health was failing. Well, we visited for a while together, and then we began to have communion together. And during this sacrament, Jenny declared in that wonderful Scottish brogue, "Ah, God is good." Pow. Here was a person who could have felt so sorry for herself and complained about all sorts of things, but her focus was on God and on the gifts of God in that present moment. In spite of everything in her immediate circumstances, it was as if she were tuned in to a different channel, a life-giving channel that gave her such a sense of joy, of hope, and of peace. Being with her was like being on holy ground. Jenny taught me that we can often choose which channels of messages we hear, just like being able to switch TV programs on our remote controls, or what stations we might choose to listen to on the radio. Jenny taught me to notice what frequency I was tuning into and what kinds of messages were influencing me, those that were around as well as those that were within. Throughout the Bible, we are invited to select those channels and those things which give us messages that are life-giving, that can lift our souls and our spirits. It's an ongoing theme throughout the scriptures. And yet, how do we do this exactly? Well, Psalm 105 gives us some very good clues. First of all, it says, give thanks. Give thanks to God, to praise God. There is a transforming power in praise and giving thanks that helps us to rise above negative messages or destructive thinking. Instead, we are invited to appreciate God's marvelous deeds. Such practices are clues to a sense of abundant living, no matter what our circumstances, or what has happened to us, or even what we've done. The risen Christ makes all things new, even our mistakes. In Ephesians 5, Paul goes on with a similar theme then on the whole. Paul sets up the ways that we can change from those channels of non-productive living. In a way, he's asking, why settle for anything less than what we can experience with God's love right in the here and the now, if only we would wake up to that. He exhorts people not to listen to negative false messages, but to keep in mind to seek first what is pleasing to God. How often do we have that in our hearts and in our minds? It takes lots of practice. He says to wake up to this abundance of life all around. Paul goes on to say that we don't need to get high necessarily on mind-altering drugs or alcohol, that we can get high on the Holy Spirit as we open our hearts and our minds to this greater realm at work and of which we get to be a part of. Paul goes on with even more timely suggestions in this chapter of Ephesians 5. He says, we can call to mind those scriptures that have spoken to us, like the Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. Or Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Or to recall the words of Jesus, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and that door will be opened unto you. All who seek the Spirit can receive a Spirit that is holy. Give thanks, Paul writes, to God at all times and for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, we can live out our calling as God's Alleluia people, a life-giving community. We are so fortunate to be here, surrounded by so many Alleluia people. As Cindy pointed out, we have a fabulous educational ministry with youth and children and adults. We give thanks for those teachers and all who give of themselves in this way. And we have an ongoing educational program right here going on throughout the week as well, through the Hand in Hand Early Childhood Center, through the FAR Conservatory. So much is going on. We look around and we give thanks for John Judson and Joanne Blair and this whole staff that are cheerfully giving of themselves, dedicating themselves to share good news for all others. There's so much to be grateful for. How many of you have been to our Rejoicing Spirits services where over 60 people come together through our inclusion ministries and we can hear prayers offered from the heart? This is a life-giving community. I've also had the opportunity to meet many life-giving people through our foster adoptive families partnerships and the Faith Communities Coalition on Foster Care. It continually warms my heart to be in those kinds of gatherings in which people are dedicated to the well-being of our most invisible and vulnerable children. There is something electric and contagious that's going on as people look beyond themselves to that larger picture of needs around them. Frankly, I've gotten to meet many Alleluia people, and if I could share some of those stories with you, we would be here until 5 o'clock, until this magnificent concert that's being performed for us, all about opening our eyes once again to creation. And I do have to mention, doesn't this entire music program, our choir, under the direction of Andrew Herbrook, lift your spirits time and time again? So here is our challenge for today, maybe throughout the week. Reflect back on your last 24 hours. Imagine sort of like a videotape of the different things that have happened to you just since yesterday morning to now. Notice what may have brought you a special touch of joy, or maybe there was a message where you felt love or care, or something that may have spoken to you and where you just felt grateful. Even looking outside to see the abundant colors all around us right now, or hearing some wonderful music, may be part of what you could list as giving thanks to God. And so the more, though, that you become aware of all of these life-giving moments in your own life, the more that these will flow through you into the lives of others. And so as you participate in communion, which is also known as the Eucharist, which means thanksgiving, remember that God is good. Ah, God is so good. Thanks be to God, in whom we live and move and have our being. Amen.